example, if I ask you, somebody, he talks and somebody is not talking. What's the best? Who talk or not? Huh? Who talk? Because that Ibrahim alayhi salam, you know Ibrahim, Prophet Ibrahim, when he was talking to his people, he asked, when he, after he destroyed the idols, what he said? Ask them if they can tell you who did it. So he showed them they are not gods because they couldn't talk. They are not able to talk. And Musa alayhi salam, when they made the cow, and they start worship the cow, when he went to the desert and back, he came back, the Samari, he made it for them. And he said, this is from Allah, and this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa told him, how come you worship a cow? It doesn't even talk. فَيَرْجِعُ عَلَيْهُمُ الْقَوْلُ وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمْ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. So, since talking is the perfect attribute in a human being, the scholar said, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's talking also. Because it's a good, it's one of the good, it's a good attribute. We should give it to the our God also. But if I told you, somebody looking and somebody he lost his sight, which better? The blind or the one who is? Huh? This is a rule, the scholars say. What do you think about it? It's a good rule, isn't it? Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. If you're saying it's a good rule, I'll say it again one more time so I will make sure that you understood. They said any perfect attribute, perfect, 100% perfect attribute in a human being, we call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this attribute to. If it's perfect 100%, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will have this attribute also. This is right. But I'm going to ask you to just confuse you a little. The one who has children, better or the one who has not children? No. No, no, here, between us. The one who has children. The one who sleeps or the one who is, he doesn't. The one who eats or the one who is hungry. And we know for sure that Allah, he doesn't eat, he is asleep. He has no wife, he has no. The one who has wife, better or who has not wife? Huh? Wife. The one who has two wives, better or? Oh, this is a long question. Okay. But the Prophet ﷺ said, خِيَارُكُمْ أَكْثَرُكُمْ نِسَاءً. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bitter among you who has more than one more wife. طيب. If he make justice. طيب. Go back to the subject. Somebody saying, oh, you see, you prove now this rule is false, is not right. Is that right? This rule is not right, huh? No, it's right. You said the one who has children is better, but in fact this attribute, it's not a perfect 100%. You know why he's better? Because he needs wife. He needs children. He needs to sleep so he will be able to be in a good condition. He needs to eat so he will be able to walk and be in a good health. Need is not a perfect condition. Therefore, we say, this is not a perfect attribute. It's better, but it doesn't mean itself is a perfect attribute. So the scholar, when they use this word, perfect, كُلُّ صِفَةِ كَمَالٍ مُطْلَقٍ فِي الْمَخْلُوقِ فَالْخَالِقُ أَوْلَى بِهَا. When they said this word, perfect attribute, they mean it, and they know what they are talking about. So this is the first rule, is all of Allah's attributes and name is complete, it's perfect, no fault in it. Second rule regarding Allah's name, that Allah's name, nobody know how many names He has. No one know how many names He has. Some people say, there is hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in Hadith Abi Hurairah رضي الله عنه, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تِسْعَةً وَتِسْعِينَ أَسْمًا مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ مِئَةً إِلَّا وَاحِدْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وِتْرٌ يُحِبُّ الْوِتْرِ. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ 99 أَسْمًا. Allah has 99 names. Whoever أحصاها, we will talk about the meaning of أحصاها, whoever know what is it, what is this name, and know about it, he understand the meaning of it, he memorizes, he's practicing, Allah will reward him the Jannah. Some may ask, understood from this hadith that Allah has 99 names. Why is saying nobody know what is his name, how many names he has? He said that in other hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, hadith Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi kulli ismin huwa lak. I'm asking you by every name you have. Sammayta bihi nafsak, you call yourself. Aw anzaltahu fi kitabik, or you sent it down in your book. Aw allamtahu ahadan min khalqik, or you taught a person or somebody about this name. أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك. أو a name you kept for yourself, you didn't tell anybody about. So there is names nobody know about it. Allah only knows about it. And if this is a situation, that means we don't know what is his, all of his name. And this is very clear evidence that Allah's name is not only 99 names. طيب. Somebody say, how we can understand the hadith in Bukhari Muslim, I just mentioned, Allah has 99 names. It's exactly as I told you in Arabic language, I have $20 for charity. Does that mean that I only have $20? Huh? No. That means I have $20 for charity, for sadaqah. But it doesn't mean that I only have $20. إن لله 99 اسما من أحصاها دخل الجنة. There is a 99 names. Whoever make ihsa to it, his reward will be the Jannah. It's like exactly the same form when I'm saying I have $20 for charity. I have $20 for whoever will be answering the whole question today. It's like this form. It doesn't mean I have only $20. By the way, the hadith, which is very famous in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, in the hadith, after he finished that Allah has 99 names, and he said, which is, and he starts saying the 99 names. It's, you see it, it's published in small papers and maybe booklets and some books, and maybe you see it hanging on masajid. As a hadith, it's not authentic hadith. This narration is weak, munqata. The names, who account the names, is one of the tabi'een, Zuhair, I think his name is Zuhair, if I don't forget now. He add the names, he just give his ijtihad to collect the names from the Quran, and he look at the Quran, he bring 99 names. But in fact, if you look to the Quran and the Sunnah, you'll find more than 99 names. More than 99 names. Some scholars reach 110, some 120, some more than 150. And there's different opinion about the, yani, how to decide is this a name or not, or attributes, or yani, a matter. I don't think we need to go through this now. But this hadith, just remember you, it's not, it has not like Al-Qadim, the old. And this is not right. This is wrong. Totally. Al-Qadim. This is totally wrong. And it's been mentioned in narrations in Sunan al-Bayhaqi. And this is not a right name. Anyway. Ihsa asma'illah. The third rule. And we will finish with this. Ihsa asma'illah mean. Qala al-Bukhari rahimahullah. Ibn Bukhari said. Ahsaha yani hafidhaha. Ahfaha, it means he memorizes. That's what Al-Bukhari said. memorize it, and he using it during the dua. Before that, is it any 99 names or a specific 99 names? The most stronger opinion, wallahi alam, I like, is it's a specific 99 name. What is this 99 name? Nobody knows. And listen, this is we have similar to it in Sharia, and this is it's very good point. I want you to listen to it carefully. And many times when you read in Sharia, you'll find similar cases like this. For example, Laylatul Qadr. It's a specific night, or nobody can say, I cannot say even it's the last 10 days. It's in the whole Ramadan. Mostly it's in the last 10 nights. And mostly it's in the last odd nights. So mostly, but you cannot guarantee 100%. Why is that? Because if people know that 27 is Laylatul Qadr, khalas, you don't need to pray all the Ramadan. Or at least you don't need to pray in 29. Or 28. Is that right? So Allah keep a secret, because you should practice all the nights. Also, there is 1 hour in Yom al-Jumu'ah. Whoever asks Allah something in it, Allah will accept his dua. Which hour is that? Allah kept it a secret, so no one get lazy and said, oh, I will wait 5 to 6. That's it. Alhamdulillah. No, he kept it a secret, so you practice the whole day. You do it all the day. And also, this 99 names, the Prophet, he didn't mention it, so you will never leave one of his names without using it. حتى لا يترك شيء من أسماء الله مهجور. So we practice all of his names. Ahsaha is a specific 99 names, but we don't know exactly which 99 names. So how we will practice this hadith? By practicing all of Allah's names. And for sure you will be practicing the 99th, which the Prophet ﷺ means. For example, whoever pray all Ramadan, definitely he did Laylatul Qadr, not? And also, if you make ihsa for all of Allah's names, you will be having also this reward, inshallah. Hafadha qilna memorize it. Bukhari said. Some scholars said it means you make dua by it. You're making dua by it. Third opinion is that you practicing it. What's the meaning of practicing it? يَعْمَلُ بِهَا.
Implementing it. Like Allah is most merciful, so you have mercy too.
Yeah. But we can use
practicing.
Yeah,
we show mercy to people.
Good. For example, he said a good example. One of his names, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is merciful. Ar-Rahman. To make ihsa to this name, you know it, you remember it. You making dua with it, you asking Allah by this name. Third, you practicing it, which means you should have mercy in your heart toward your brothers in Islam. To the non-Muslims even. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, once he saw kafir, non-Muslim, working hard, digging in the lane, he cried. They asked him, why are you crying? He said, I remember qawla Allah ta'ala, amilatun nasibah tasla naran hamiya. He said, he is digging hard in this lane, in a bad life in this dunya, and the day after, in the hellfire. So there is no dunya, there is no akhirah. He lost both of them. He's a great loser. Like the miser. You know the miser? Huh? Bakhil. Miser, huh? He's a great loser, really. Ibn Qayyim said, he's living in this dunya as a poor, and the day of judgment, Allah will ask him as a rich man. So he didn't get benefit from dunya or akhirah. His both ways is losing. So he cried because he saw, this is the mercy in his heart. Mercy to the children. Mercy, to the kuffar, by saying them kuffar, and you felt sorry for them. You want them to become Muslims. when you have this feeling, mercy to other, when you deal with other, you deal in a different way. But it doesn't mean, somebody say, mercy, how comes with this jihad in Islam and fight? No, even if you make jihad, you have mercy in your heart. You want to do it so they can get back to Islam or to repent or to tell him that Allah's words or Allah's sharia. To have mercy when somebody maybe hurts you, you should have mercy in your heart, not to have revenge. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he entered Mecca, he ordered the Sahaba to kill a few people. He said, even if they were hanging on the Kaaba, kill them. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو تلحفوا بأستار الكعبة وتعلقوا بحلقها اقتلوهم. والله, you know, if they hang on the أستار الكعبة, the garment on the Kaaba, if they hang on it and they putting their chest on the Kaaba, the secrecy from Muslims by coming close to the Kaaba, the Prophet killed them even there under the black stone. Killed them. What does this mean? They are very bad. One of them is named Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl. Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl. His father was Abu Jahl, the most enemy to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered, he ran away, Ikrimah. Then after a while, Ikrimah, he find out there's nowhere to run. He ride his horse backing. He was riding back to Mecca. Cylinder. He said, I want to be Muslim. The Prophet saw him from a distance and he walked to him, welcoming him. He said, Marhaban bil Rakib al Muhajir. Welcome. La ilaha illallah. Then, you see, what happened after that? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he giving order to his companion. He said, don't curse his father. His father, the most enemy to Islam. He said, don't curse his father. Because if you curse his father, you will hurt his feeling. It shows you how mercy is, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his heart's full of mercy. The Muslim should his heart full of mercy. To his wife, some people they have, she should have mercy too to her husband, maybe. But also to your kids, to your neighbor, to your friends. This is practicing. I'll tell you, if somebody, you give him money, you give him a loan, money. And you help him a lot. You give him everything. You give him the life. What's more than that? Give him a life. There's anything more than life? Huh? Is anything more than that? Tell me. You give him a life. Then he start cursing you, talking bad about you. He never obey you. You will be angry with him, aren't you? Huh? And you can kill him in any moment. Just like this. You'll be angry. I doubt you will kill him. That's right. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the life. Give the kuffar the life, the money, the wealth, the happiness, the land, everything. And they're saying he has a son. He born a son. They said he has a wife. No, maybe they didn't say a wife as a wife, but he said, if you read in the Bible how they said, how Maryam, alayhi salam, she got Isa, it's disgusting when you read it. And they cursing, saying Allah's hand, his poor, his miser, like the Jews said. They kill his prophet. They hurt his prophet. They killing his slave is the people who believe in the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, but his mercy is, his full of mercy. Therefore we said his attributes complete, not like our mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created this land and the earth, the world, he made his mercy 90, 100 degrees. He classified his mercy 100 degrees. He sent one only to the land. From this one mercy, the Prophet ﷺ, see, you will find out the mother, she will care and she mercy her child. And you will see the a sabr, which is the like the tiger or the lion, both animals. They will have mercy in their hearts toward their children. From one mercy. You can imagine your mother's mercy, all the mothers in this world, all the history, all the mercies in this life. And also Allah's mercy in this life. In the earth, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the earth, the oxygen we're breathing. The oxygen and the nitrogen in the earth, that's right? Huh? If the nitrogen comes up one, what will happen? Huh? Or the oxygen come less one point, or go more point, what will happen? You will burn. تحترق. You can just imagine if this raining, if this rain, it's not separate, it comes like this. In one spot. Afraid Mahoud here, he will be angry. Okay. You just imagine if all the rain in this Houston comes in one place like this. What will happen to this spot? Just try to imagine your hair has feeling like your hand. How you will cut your hair. Same feeling like cutting your hand or something. It's from his mercy, because that the ulama has classified his mercy to two types. Rahmatun shar'iyyah wa rahmatun qadariyyah. Rahma kawniyyah, like this thing. And other rahma, his mercy in his religion. The Prophet ﷺ, when he was told there is a prayer, how many prayer it was? You know what this means? Every 25 minutes we should pray. Every 25 minutes, is that right? 50 divided by 24 hours. Around 25 minutes. But from his mercy, he made it 5 and the reward is like from his mercy that he opened the door, the gate for tawbah, repenting. From his mercy that he never asked us to do something we couldn't do. All of his obligation is possible. This is from his mercy. From his mercy that he give you the guidance. And if you did something wrong, he ask you, he give you a sign so you can repent. He will forgive you. I will end by this hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said in the Day of Judgment. And by the way, the hadith I said, he classified his mercy to 100. He sent one to this dunya and he saved 99 for the Day of Judgment. So, because that wallahi, we are not independent in our deeds. We know that we are sinful people. Wallahi, no one can depend on his deeds. But wallahi, we depend on Allah's rahmah, asking for it. The Prophet ﷺ said in the Day of Judgment, a person, the last person who will enter the Jannah, last person who will enter the Jannah, he will be in the top of the hellfire. He will say, oh my Lord, just let me to get out from it. I don't want to go to the Jannah. Just out of it, just out of the hellfire. Allah will say, that's it. He said, I promise I will never ask more than that. He said, it's a promise? He said, a promise. Subhanallah. Then Allah will let him to get out. Then after a while he said, oh my Lord, a while. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, what you want, my slave? He said, my Lord, just let me to be under this tree, away from the heat from the hellfire. Under the tree, in the shadow. Nothing more than that. He said, I swear to Allah, nothing more than that. Allah will put him under the tree. He let him to go there. Then he will start looking to the Jannah. From Allah, it's far away. he will afterwards ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, "Oh my Lord, just make me close to the gate so I can feel the fresh air coming from the Jannah. I don't want to get inside, just close to the gate." Allah said, "My slave, you asked me before. You promised you never ask something more than what you are, what you have." He said, "Allah, I promise I will never ask more than that." Then, you think it's finished? No. Then he said, "Oh my Lord, let me enter to the Jannah. Just only one step inside." Allah said, "You asked before." He said, "One step." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him the Jannah. Then he will tell him, "My slave, wish what you want. Allah, wish what you want." Then he will start saying, "I wish this and that, this and that, this and that." He said, "Did you finish?" He said, "Yeah." "No." "This and that, this and that." "Did you finish?" "No." He said, "This and that." You know what? Wallahi, it's a narration like this, I'm not adding anything to it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will say, "Did you finish?" He said, "Yes, I finished." Allah says, "And what about this and that?" Allah remind him things he used to like in this dunya, but he forget about it in that moment. He said, "Yes Allah, I like this too. I want this too." Then he said, he felt shy. He said, "That's it." He said, "What about this and that?" He remind him. Then he said, "Yes Allah, I like this too. I want this too." Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will tell him, you will have all what you wish and more, and I will give you like what all the people in this dunya used to have. The king, the rich, everything in this dunya will have it. What he will say? He will say to his Lord, "Oh my Lord, you making fun of me? Are you mocking?" A'udhu billah. You see, to the Ibn Adam, he's saying that to his Lord. But his mercy is amazing, subhanAllah. He said, not once and 10 times double. And the Prophet of Allah said, this is the last one that he will enter to the Jannah. And he will be in the lowest station in the Jannah. Yeah, Jannah is, because that Allah called the Jannah His mercy in the Quran. فَهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They are in Allah's mercy, which is the Jannah. Because it shows you how mercy is, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That He let us to enjoy in this na'im, in this Jannah, with our bad behavior, evil deeds, with our, when we are not fulfilling our duty as a good Muslim, with all of this. Wallahi, if we worship Allah day and night, 20, 100 years, it's not enough for you just to go to the Jannah one moment. But it's Allah's mercy. When you think about this meaning, when you think about the attributes this way, it's a different, it makes your iman different, your belief different. And inshallah we will talk more about other names and attributes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us.